Although there exist many cycles that ebb and flow each week, I like to use this short time I have with you to focus on a particular cycle or transit that I wish to highlight. Some weeks there are obvious topics, like the solstice last week. Today I want to look at Venus squaring Jupiter. It will be exact late Wednesday night, so it can be felt now and into Thursday and Friday. Venus and Jupiter are considered the benefic planets, meaning that each can bring all kinds of goodies into our lives. And being together now, well, what a combination. We all know, however, that too much of a good thing can sometimes be too much. And so it is that a Venus-Jupiter square can cause discomfort if we allow ourselves to overindulge. Of course, if you have been having a rough go of it and you want to pamper yourself, by all means, take advantage of the opportunity to fully enjoy whatever appeals to you. My point is that no planet or aspect between them is unadulteratedly good or bad. Planets represent different aspects of energy that we choose to use accordingly. Now, it is true, Venus can bring happiness from being connected to others, and its nature is to seek harmony and beauty. While Venus may not cause the type of problems that Saturn can cause, it can, for example, always try to please others without consideration for its own needs. This can be a possible expression of Venus square Jupiter this week by transit or in your natal chart if you have it. Because Jupiter is about growth and increase, it tends to expand whatever it contacts. Aspecting Venus, it can mean a good time for expanding your interactions with others. However, you likely will be less selective in your relationships. It does provide an opportunity to build on an existing relationship by being more accepting of each other for who you are. Whether by transit this week or in your natal chart, this aspect can mean just having a good time, with a penchant for excess on occasion. When Venus and Jupiter come together, it is to be enjoyed. Let's face it, we often take life too seriously. And unless you have a Venus-Jupiter contact in your natal chart, and even if you do, take time over the next few days to indulge yourself in a small or large way. Spending time and money on momentary delights can prove alluring. You decide. How much pleasure do you want to give? And how much pleasure do you want to receive?